Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Very excited to talk to our next guest. You guys know we are thrilled. UFC 300 is this weekend. We just had UFC 299 down here a couple of weeks ago. And, man, that was a crazy atmosphere. That was a crazy card. This one might actually top it from a depth perspective. And we have just one of the best reporters in the business joining us here. Aaron Bronstetter joining us, courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for the most up-to-date fight lines and props for UFC 300. Aaron, it's a pleasure, man. Thanks so much for the time.
Hey, thank you, Ben. I appreciate you having me on.
This is very exciting, this card, obviously. You knew they were going to stack it up and down. What do you think is flying under the radar as far as like all of the fights, all the props? What's one that's that just personally tickles your fancy that you're excited about?
Yeah, I think Diego Lopez against Sadiq Youssef is an interesting one. I mean, featherweight is such a stacked division with so much talent. Nobody's really talking about this fight, and I don't really blame them. I mean, you look at the amount of star power on this card. If you're making me make a hipster pick, I think that's probably going to be it. I think Diego Lopez, the way that he attacks submissions, his aggression, his striking improvements have really been on display. I think Sadiq Youssef is a great litmus test for him at this part of his career because Sadiq Youssef is an excellent fighter in his own right.
Has there been anything this fight week that is, I guess, surprised you from, you know, any personal fighter's attitude or outlook on something in particular this week?
I mean, Jamal Hill is very calm, and he kind of always is. He's got like this kind of quiet intensity to him. It's not that he's a quiet guy. He's actually very talkative, but there's just something when you're around him that you can feel kind of the intensity that comes with him. And with that is also kind of a calm. Like he doesn't seem to be afraid of anything. Like he just seems to just approach things moment by moment. And when it comes to getting into the cage, he doesn't really change his demeanor at all. He's confident in his abilities. And I also saw Kayla Harrison, who's you know, trains out in your neck of the woods, and she's just absolutely shredded right now, making 135 pounds. Like I don't think that she's probably hasn't been 135 pounds in like 10 years. And now she's trying to cut down to make bantamweight because there's the heaviest division for female fighters right now in the UFC. And she looks great. And I think that it's going to be interesting to see how she performs at this kind of a weight class where she's just not accustomed to being that size.
Yeah, that one I was very surprised. Like when she learned she's on, I was obviously very excited about that. But yeah, you've seen Kayla in person. Normally, I've seen Kayla in person. I was like, I don't know how that's going to happen. But her biceps, everything, like she's looked shredded. Her biceps look bigger than her head. But it's I am pretty curious. Are you worried about performance at all with her in this one? Because Holly's obviously as tested as anybody in this. Or do you feel like the odds are right on this one? Because Kayla's a pretty overwhelming favorite.
I think if I was betting on her at that price, I'd be very worried. You know, I think that Holly Holm is obviously a very stiff test for her in her first UFC performance, but we're also talking about somebody who's won two Olympic gold medals, you know, in judo, which historically Americans haven't really participated that much in, let alone medaled as gold medalists. So the amount of drive that she has as a human being and her drive towards excellence is the thing that I think makes her such a big favorite in this fight. Is we know what she's capable of at her best, but can she perform at her best when she's not walking around at her optimal weight?
For this one, there was so much made. You mentioned Jamal. So much was made about the main event, and you know everybody was hoping there was going to be some kind of Hail Mary. But this is a pretty, you know, banging main event. This has been a snake bit division, it feels like, ever since John Jones left it. Do you feel like we get the winner of this, and hopefully there's going to be some continuity of injury free and controversy free and all that for a little bit, or do you feel like the weirdness at 205 will continue?
I really hope so, but when you look up and down that ladder at 205, there's only like one fighter, and I think it's the 15th ranked fighter, that's under 30. So we're seeing a lot of fighters right now in their prime in this division that I think are going to make some noise in the coming years. I mean, you mentioned John Jones. Since he's left the division, there's only been one successful title defense from a champion, and that was against Israel Adesanya, who was coming up a weight class. So I think that right now we are kind of hungry for some sort of continuity, like you mentioned, in this weight class. You know, Jamal Hill never lost the championship after he beat Glover Teixeira last year. During International Fight Week, he was playing in, a celebrity basketball game and tore his ACL. So kind of a freak injury that's not – it's always crazy when you have fighters and they get injured playing basketball, right? Like, I mean, they're in a sport where, like, you're designed to get injured, so to speak, right? Like, you take so much damage. He goes and plays basketball, tears his ACL, go figure. But doesn't lose the belt. Belt is vacated. Ends up being a bout between Yuri Prochazka and Alex Pereira. Awesome fight. Pereira wins. What he's done in the last 3 years in the UFC is just absolutely unprecedented, becoming a two-division champion after being a two-division kickboxing champion at the highest level. It's such a great main event. I mean, this card top to bottom has so much talent. And if you know the game, you know how good of a card this is. The problem is, like you mentioned, you were looking for a Hail Mary main event that would kind of draw in the outsider. Not really there. You know, I spoke to my colleague RJ Clifford, called this a love letter to fight fans. That's really what this is. These are just high level fights from the very start of the night to the end of the night. Any of these fights could headline a UFC Fight Night card, except for maybe Brundage versus Bo Nickel. I don't know if they would put that as a headlining fight for Fight Night, but just such great talent across the board.
Yeah, you put on, I just saw on your Twitter, you put a crazy statistic odds-wise about it. It's, what was it? It was like plus 550 for it to be in a minute or plus four something, but it was like the difference between winning in round two in a minute. It was crazy. What do you want to see from Bo? I mean, he's obviously, it's fascinating. It's great to see him, I guess, in this, what's odds wise is looking like a squash match, but man, I mean, he kills everybody he gets in there with.
I mean, I would just love to see him get tested even a little bit. I mean, is that too much to ask, right? I mean, Cody Brundage isn't some walkover. He is a guy who has UFC wins. He's been around for a while. This isn't a guy that they're just bringing in off the regional scene for him to squash. But at the same time, if you look at odds on a week-to-week basis in the UFC, you don't see minus 2,300 ever, right? Like, this is pretty unheralded to have on a card like this that's so talent-laden, to have this much of, I guess, what you would almost call a squash match at minus 2,300, like a total showcase. It's very rare. And I think probably Cody Brundage is feeling about as disrespected as you can feel if he's looking at these odds, knowing that he's been in the UFC and maybe could give Bo Nickel even a little bit of trouble. You know, I spoke to Bo yesterday and I was saying, like, people are going to eventually start, like, trying to find things that you know, might need to improve or aren't quite as good at yet. But, like, you haven't shown any, he hasn't gotten hit in his fights. Like, he hasn't taken a single significant strike, I don't think, since his very first outing in any MMA contest. So I think that anything that happens to him where he looks a little bit human, people are going to pounce on that little thing. And that, I think, is good for Bo Nickel, because I think it'll just motivate him, given the kind of competitor he was as an amateur wrestler and now bringing that into MMA.
What do you think is the way right now these, you know, quote unquote, like, young rising stars, they do feel like they're trying to be more savvy in the way they rise. Look like a guy like Sean O'Malley taking his time before, you know, he gets to the title shot, and, you know, ended up turning out to be right. But I look at a guy like Cody Garbrandt, who, you know, wins the belt at 25. I don't know if anybody's going to
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do that anymore, where they just jump into the fire, have a rise to the title like that quickly. What, like, when you talk to these fighters these days, like, do you notice that, like, that being a thing of them wanting to pace themselves? Because I think we've all said, like, hey, Bo Nickel, why don't you go fight Khamzat? Like just do it already and get to it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. That's a great point, because if you look at the bantamweight division and Sean O'Malley, like, Sean O'Malley is considered one of the young champions in the UFC right now. But historically in the bantamweight division, we've had guys that have been younger than Sean O'Malley when he won the championship, even though he was still relatively new to the UFC. Hennen Brow was younger. Piotr Jan, I believe, was younger when he first won the championship. You know, you mentioned
Cody.
Sorry, who did you just mention? Yeah, Cody was younger. Like, all of these guys were younger for the most part than Sean O'Malley, who's like the young champion in the UFC right now. So it's pretty interesting to see. And I think you're right. I think that, again, if you look at the standings at heavyweight and light heavyweight, I think, like, a large percentage of them are born in 1991 and 1992. So that would make them like 31 and 32 respectively, or 32 and 33 respectively. And there are maybe, I think, three fighters that are still in their 20s of the top 30. If you amalgamate those two, like if you look at light heavyweight and heavyweight. So a lot of these fighters right now in their 30s seems to be when they hit their stride, and young champions seem to be a thing of the past, but you just never know. There's always going to be those young phenoms that come up that are able to win belts early in their career if they get an early enough start in the UFC.
Yeah, I remember I was talking to Cody before his last fight, and that's a guy I think everybody should report. Like, everybody kind of thought he was going to be one of the faces of the UFC before the whole grudge match with TJ. He's not old, but like, it's a tough test. He's opening this up against Figueiredo. I think, you know, people are thinking, they still question his chin. You think there's any Cinderella, another chapter of Cody Garbrandt's career? Or do you feel like, you know, it kind of is what it is at this point? He probably got his peak moment.
Well, I think it is what it is. And I don't think that's a knock on Cody. I think that if you look at the bantamweight division, it's just so stacked that in order to make up ground in the division at this stage in his career, it would take a lot. Like, beating Davison, of course, would be great because Davison's ranked. And then that automatically just brings you back up into the rankings and you can go from there. But right now, the bantamweight division, I think, is the most stacked division in the sport. I think that if you look at outside the UFC, even at the PFL, like, their bantamweights that they acquired from Bellator, I think some of them would be top five in the UFC. Like, this division just has so much talent. So for Cody to be a champion again, it's going to take a lot. And I think that he's, of course, up for the occasion, up for it. But you mentioned the doubts about his chin. I think people are always going to have those doubts in any fight that he has from here on out.
So the one that everybody's saying is people's main event, obviously, BMF title, Gaethje, Holloway. What are the things that this matchup in the lead up to it, like, what are the things that you find most interesting? Because I mean, I don't know if you could find two more beloved fighters and pretty even, and you would have very good reasons to why each one would win. What is the thing that I guess intrigues you the most about this matchup?
Well, I think the matchup itself is what's intriguing, because you would never expect that these guys would be matched up against each other, right? Like, you got Holloway right now, who I think a lot of people said, you know, if you ask who should Ilia Topuria face next, they'd say Max Holloway. And then you've got Gaethje, who's very close to a title fight at 155. But this, I think, is like kind of the one kind of dream matchmaking fight that we have for UFC 300, a fight that we just know are two of the most consistently exciting fighters in the history of the UFC, I think. And you're putting them against each other, like, it's kind of a can't miss proposition. And I think that's why you put these two against each other for the BMF championship. And I kind of hope that the BMF championship follows this kind of model going forward, where you take fights that you wouldn't necessarily expect to happen, or they don't really make a lot of sense from a meritocracy standpoint, but you know they're going to be a ton of fun. And I think those are the kind of fights that they should be embracing with this BMF championship if they're going to keep it up as a thing.
So what do you imagine the fallout will be from this fight and the title picture? Because 155 is very interesting. Obviously, you got Tsarukyan and Oliveira on this as well. They'd have, I guess, a claim to fight. And then, you know, Poirier's tweeting this week to Islam that, you know, I'll see you soon. And a lot of momentum after Poirier did what he did to Benoit Saint Denis, that he should get the title shot. All good arguments. If you were Dana White, what would be your move to fight Islam next?
Well, personally, I would say whoever wins between Oliveira and Tsarukyan is like the most, from a merit standpoint, probably the best candidate. Although I think that if Tsarukyan wins, you could make a case him, Gaethje, you know, you're kind of, they're kind of both on similar ground, especially if Gaethje ends up beating Max Holloway. So the Dustin fight, I think, is more of a necessity because of the schedule. Like, they have a card in June in Newark. There aren't that many champions available to fight right now. Islam wants to get in there. New York has a big Russian population, so it kind of makes sense from that standpoint. And Islam wants to fight again in October in Abu Dhabi, so that schedule kind of aligns there. So I think that the reason why they're looking at Dustin is because that fight is, what, I think 8 or 9 weeks after this card tomorrow. And now suddenly these guys are going to have to turn around and fight for a championship against the top pound-for-pound guy in the sport. Not ideal. So I think that that's why they're looking to Dustin, just from a scheduling standpoint. But in terms of merit, like, if Charles Oliveira beats Tsarukyan, I think he's the guy.
Before we get you out of here, and a couple more, listen, you do a fantastic job just professionally watching the work that you cover in the sport. Fantastic, the rapport you have, the interviews you do. I got to ask you, man, as a guy who does cover the sport, because I'm usually more into, like, the Heat Dolphins. This is, like, my playpen. I love, you know, this to just not even think about it. Have you noticed how weird MMA Twitter has gotten lately? Like, is it just me as a fan just sitting back and being like, what the hell is going on here between the feeds, how everybody is acting? Have you noticed just professionally, like, a difference in, I would say, the last 6-7 months of just how MMA social media has gotten?
Well, Brendan, if you're noticing it and you're not covering it on a day-to-day basis, imagine how I feel. I mean, it's been turned on its head, and it's like, it's wild. I don't even know. I try to just continue to, like, keep it 100 and do what I do and provide the kind of information that people followed me for in the first place, and not kind of, I try not to get into, you know, barking matches with people that say just completely ridiculous stuff. Sometimes it's hard, honestly. You try to bite your tongue, but when people just say things that are so, like, mind-bogglingly dumb, you almost have to, like, put them in their place and be like, no, this is not something that, like, any human being should think. But
I don't even know.
Yeah, like you said, it's just,
dude, I don't even know who's
become something of a cesspool for sure.
I don't even know who's real anymore. Like, it's wild. Like, I will be tweeting about the Miami Heat and just like, hey, bad shot by Tyler Hero, and then there'll be some, you know, mention to be like, you have always hated Tyler Hero, and I'll be like, this person has zero followers and appears to be a porn bot. Like, what the hell is going on here anymore? But MMA has just been a fascinating one, because it just, I don't know, it just, I guess it's all the trash talk that just ramps people up, and I've just wondered if you've noticed that. It's been crazy.
Well, I just kind of don't get the point of the platform anymore. Like, the platform was great for, in terms of information, real-time information. Like, that was the place to go. You want credible sources. You want people who you can see that they're credible and that they are knowledgeable in their particular area. And now you're, like, giving, anybody can buy a blue check mark. And I just don't get the point. Like, what's the mission statement of X now? Like, is it free speech? Like, it was kind of free speech before, as long as you didn't, like, say stuff that was, like, just completely reprehensible. So I don't really get what the mandate is. I think that the platform itself has kind of been eroded and is a shell of what it once was. And I'm hoping that one day it kind of returns to the glory days of just being a great hub for real-time information.
Well, you do that, man. Aaron Brodsider, go follow him. He's brought to us courtesy of Bet Online. Check Bet Online for the most up-to-date fight lines and props for UFC 300. He does a great job covering mixed martial arts for Sportsnet. Appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Brendan. Appreciate you.
All right, take care.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!